Part 4. I speak of a cloud fanning north. It went past barricade ripples, ended in a thin line above a blanket fog. Wild disorder, language I could not steal or make up, but found the natural disappearance of all things in its fate. A creature obscure, placematting perfection into a one-dimensional genius. Good riddance to lineage and the shaming fish flight up against some sharks. I touched you and you were naked. It felt greater than love, but it was not so. It was wider than a lifetime and swayed all over the map, cloak covering the appendages of tyranny and a tyrant's response to fear. We rejoiced together, exhilarated by the possibilities and the perpetual spin-weaving macabre plot that led to this glimpse of redemption. It was the end, hoofprint on the grass made invisible by an onslaught storm. Even for the weight and starkness that came after, I am grateful for the chance you gave to be reborn, to dare myself into solitude in austere discipline. I speak of a cloud, then of a king that was a man, who lost his heavy shape and substance in a calm sky. Know it now, a law, an equilibrium, dissolved, miraculous, clairvoyant space-taker, vanishing through, into a covenant-keeping, once impenetrable wall.